This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Board leadership fails when communication does. What happened? Harvard Law School's Corporate Governance Forum published a piece examining what separates strong board leadership from weak board leadership. The core argument: getting it wrong carries real organizational risk. The piece positions board communication and decision-making clarity as defining factors in whether leadership actually leads or simply occupies a seat at the table. The communication angle. Can a room full of smart, experienced people still fail to communicate every time? Board leadership fails most often not because directors lack intelligence or expertise. It fails because the people in that room never agreed on who's actually speaking to whom and with what authority. That is a communication problem, not a strategy problem. Here is the first layer: boards confuse presence with clarity. A chair who runs a meeting efficiently is not the same as a chair who communicates the board's position with force and precision to management, to shareholders, and to the public. Those are three different audiences. Each one needs a different message, a different tone, and a different level of detail. Treating them the same is how boards end up with statements that say everything and mean nothing. The second layer is silence. Ineffective boards use silence as a neutral option. It is not neutral. When a board goes quiet during a crisis or a leadership transition, the outside world fills that silence with its own story. That story is almost never flattering. Strong board chairs understand that silence is a message. They choose to send a different one. The third layer is the real problem: accountability language. Most boards speak in the passive voice. Decisions were made. Outcomes were not anticipated. Nobody did anything. The passive voice is the enemy of trust. It signals that no one is willing to own the result. Boards that communicate in the active voice, naming who decided and why, build credibility even when the news is bad. Especially when the news is bad. The fix is not a communications consultant. The fix is a board chair who knows how to speak plainly, who prepares the message before the crisis arrives, and who understands that how leadership talks about a decision shapes how people receive the decision itself. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on speaking with authority covers how to structure accountability language so that you sound decisive without sounding defensive. Most leaders get this backwards. They think hedging protects them. It does the opposite. The chapter gives you a word-for-word framework for owning a difficult message in a way that builds trust rather than eroding it. The takeaway. Before your next board meeting or high-stakes leadership conversation, write one sentence in the active voice that names the decision, who made it, and why. Not a paragraph. One sentence. If you cannot write it cleanly, you are not ready to say it publicly. Force that clarity on paper first, and the spoken version will follow. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.